Phil is back again now to introduce our second set of stories from the evening news.
We now have three reports about travel and transport, followed by two stories about Norwich City FC. Although the budget this week increased the bus fare cap to £3, some Norfolk trips will still cost less than this. The cost of the Norwich Western Link Road is reported to be costing taxpayers £27,000 a day, but the County Council has made nearly £500,000 from fines on companies who have delayed roadworks. Although Norwich City only drew at home on Sunday the 27th, it was a dramatic match where the Spanish player Borja Sainz scored twice for Norwich. Delia Smith has now left the City board and was saluted by City legend Darren Eady. Alison will start with the good bus fare news.
People travelling on buses can expect to pay more after the government announced the £2 fare cap is to rise to £3. But some trips in Norfolk will still cost you half of that. Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer has said the national capping measure brought in to help with the cost of living will continue until the end of 2025, but will rise by a pound for a single journey. Certain fares in Great Yarmouth, Thetford and King's Lynn remain capped at £1.50, while a 25% discount will still be in place for all group, weekly and monthly tickets. Nevertheless, these extra discounted fares could disappear at the end of March 2025 under current plans. The bus fare cap has been particularly helpful for folk in Norfolk, many of whom rely on this form of transport in rural areas.
The controversial Norwich Western Link Road has cost taxpayers £27,000 last year, even though it may never be built. New figures, obtained by critics of the scheme, have revealed that Norfolk County Council spent £9.7 million on costs connected to the proposed three-mile road in the space of 12 months. Conservative-controlled County Hall has defended the spending, saying it remained committed to the scheme, which would link the northern distributor road to the A47 west of Norwich. The money has been used to pay council staff, consultants, contractors, surveyors, and to purchase land. The Stop the Wensum Link campaign group obtained details of spending between September 2023 and August this year using the Freedom of Information Act. Campaign group representative David Pett said, "It's utterly wasteful to be spending over £800,000 a month, equating to a staggering £27,000 a day, on a venture that appears to be dead in the water. Norfolk County Council's inability to secure 100% government funding has left a gaping funding gap, putting further strain on local resources. Moreover, the fact that the budget for this project hasn't been updated for more than a year is simply unacceptable. We cannot stand by as public funds are squandered on a project with such an uncertain future." But Graham Plant, the Council's Cabinet Member for Highways, Transport and Infrastructure, stood by the latest spending, which takes the total spend on the scheme so far to about £50 million. He said, "Major infrastructure projects create huge benefits for communities and businesses, as has been seen with Broadland Northway, also known as the Northern Distributor Road, and Herring Bridge in Great Yarmouth. Developing these large-scale projects does take time and requires some investment up front, but this is an investment in Norfolk's future."
Norfolk County Council netted nearly £500,000 from work on Norfolk's roads last year after slapping fines on companies for getting behind schedule. It also earned almost £400,000 through charging companies for other breaches of permit conditions. The council has revealed it collected almost £479,000 in fines because work by utilities companies at more than 300 sites took longer than the organisations had permits for. Collectively, these companies overran for a whopping 1,771 days, equivalent to almost 5 years. If companies fail to complete work on time, the County Council has the power to charge a daily fine of between £250 up to £10,000. The figures relate to what are known as street works, That's planned permitted work on roads done by utilities companies such as telecoms, water, gas and electricity companies. The council operates a permit system for street works. As well as receiving £1.2 million in fees for the granting of street works permits, it also received a further £380,000 from fines last year for permit breaches by utility companies. Such breaches include working without a permit or not meeting conditions such as traffic management requirements. The council has taken companies which fail to meet permit conditions to court and warned that others could follow suit. Graham Plant, the council's cabinet member for Highways, Transport and Infrastructure, said nearly 50,000 permits were issued last year with conditions attached to help minimise disruption.
Red-hot Borja Sainz is feeding off confidence after another breathtaking brace to help Norwich City rescue a point in a dramatic 3-3 draw with Middlesbrough. The Spaniard opened the scoring with a sublime, almost trademark effort from range before Borough hit back with three sucker punches of their own before half-time to put City's year-long unbeaten home record in jeopardy. But, as has been the case throughout the campaign, it was Sainz who sparked the Canaries' comeback, cutting inside before firing a fierce shot beyond Senny Dieng from an acute angle to put City within a goal of parity. Dieng's own goal completed an epic fight back, and Sainz was able to reflect on another productive afternoon in front of goal. It's good, but the most important thing is the team. I can score more goals, but the more important is the work of the team, Sainz said after City's 3-3 draw with Middlesbrough.
Norwich City legend Darren Eadie has saluted the outgoing Delia Smith and Michael Wynne-Jones as they step down from the club's board. The iconic duo left their positions after a vote that meant Mark Attanasio's Norfolk Holdings Group will take their shareholding to 85% in March, ending a near 30-year spell at the top of the city tree. Their reign started when Eadie was playing for the Canaries, and he's formed a great relationship with them since then. You can't speak highly enough of them, can you, really? What words can you say? I mean, they're just fantastic people, he said. I've known them ever since I arrived at the football club. Delia was kind enough to make my wedding cake, so I've just got brilliant memories. They couldn't make it to the wedding, so she offered to do that instead. They can't do enough for you, and the legacy will be what we see around us at Carrow Road. Michael sometimes gets forgotten about a little bit because of Delia's presence, but both of them together have been absolutely sensational for this football club. I'd be quite happy for them to be in charge for the rest of my time, but I think it's probably a good time for everybody. It feels like a real transitional period off and on the pitch. Although the 49-year-old Eadie doesn't know Attanasio and his colleagues as well, he has faith that they've got the club's best interests at heart. He knows it won't be easy for the American investors, but has been pleased by what he's seen so far. They seem really honest, open, decent people, and I think the club's been left in good hands by Delia and Michael. But the proof is in the pudding, isn't it? All we care about is results on the football pitch.